We continue our journey on the Laguna Madre with an exploration of fish. Last week, we heard about the bottom of the food chain, seagrasses. This week, we move one step up. What we find is that there's a strong relationship between fish and seagrass, and that the health of one greatly determines the health of the other. We know from past episodes that the Laguna Madre has an abundance of seagrass. What effect, if any, that has on the fish population in the Laguna is what we're about to learn. Dr. Kirk Camerata is a professor of biology at A&M Corpus Christi. He specializes in the study of seagrass.
The seagrass provide two things. They provide the food for all of the animals in the food chains in the ecosystem, and they provide the habitat, the cover necessary for those young fish to grow and be able to feed without being, preyed upon by the predator, the larger predator fish, which are the ones we like to catch, the trout and the reds and things like that. So, it's a critical part of the habitat.
The salinity of the laguna also plays a large part in the health of both seagrasses and fish populations. Captain Bill Shika says the laguna's reputation as a haven for trophy fish stems from its unique water quality, though he's not exactly certain what the effects are, only that they are.
There's some type of relationship with the higher salinities and the fishery itself. In the Laguna Madre, there's some type of a balance that seems to attract and sustain larger areas of grass and larger populations of fish. And certainly some would argue the lagoon produces overall larger trout for whatever reason. Maybe it's the remoteness, maybe it's the salinities, the way that the lagoon is set up, maybe that has something to do with it.
Science doesn't really have a better explanation. Dr. David McKee, a biologist at A&M Corpus Christi, explains it this way.
The fact that that's a stressed environment leads to large body size for whatever reason. We oftentimes see that in the great deep sea environment where there's very, very high pressure, very, very cold. We often see gigantism there because of the extremes on the biochemistry of the body leading to maybe very slow growth, very long life, but attaining very large size.
What we do know is that with the dredging of the ICW and the opening of Packery Channel, there's continuing moderation of the salinity levels in the laguna, and that has led to the abundant growth of seagrasses and an explosion of fish that were already there, the trout, red drum, and flounder. But there's also an influx of species not seen before, or at least not for a long time. Captain Shika.
We're already seeing an influx of snook and tarpon back to the system. Huge numbers of turtles. The green turtles, the small ones, a few more ridleys and loggerheads, but we're seeing an explosion of species coming in. We're catching mackerel actually in the upper lagoon now. I heard of a ling caught not long ago, so we're seeing species coming in.
And with this explosion of fish, the laguna is seeing a large influx of another species, man. The secret is out, and has been for some time. More and more people come each and every day to haul in their trophies and enjoy the legendary fishing that only the laguna can provide. This poses a problem to those who try to manage the fishery.
We're wanting more and more people to take advantage of the resource. So that's our ultimate goal, is to provide a resource here in Texas and for our residents as well as people from afar that they can take part in. And it's a difficult situation we're in, the fact that we want to manage the resource but at the same time allow people to recreate in it to its fullest. So it's a quandary that we're in, and any manager would be in managing a resource.
That's Todd Neer, a biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. Every single contributor to this series made mention that they think Texas Parks and Wildlife does a good job of managing the fisheries of our coast, including the laguna. Some even said they're the best in the world at what they do. But with the increasing pressure on the fishery, they may reach a limit of their management abilities.
When is enough enough? Well, that's something that we haven't had to implement yet. Some bay systems in different lakes and different things, different areas along the U.S. and across the world have a limited entry program Hopefully we'll never come to anything like that. We won't be limiting the number of fishing guides. We won't be limiting the number of boats using the water. But at the moment, Texas is wanting more and more people to use the resource. And at the moment, we don't think it's tapped out.
Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.